From all of us at Equipo Niscor and Radio Niscor, we hope that 2010 proves to be a year in which the principles of justice, civil liberties, and economic rights are reinforced. We had similar hopes for 2009. This time last year, we said that it was particularly important because we are in a period of international economic deflation. Despite statements from governments around the world, there is no route map to fix what is a deeply challenging situation. However, what is certain is that the crisis cannot be solved without due regard for justice, civil liberties, and respect for economic and social rights. This situation is, in large part, the result of deregulation by economic agencies, massive privatizations of the public sector, and the systematic violation of legal and ethical management norms in large financial and banking institutions. Central governments have, for the most part, decided to use public funds to support those financial institutions that are responsible for the systemic crisis, a crisis that has left workers, including small and medium-sized entrepreneurs, without the necessary social and financial assistance, the kind of help that is required, but which in too many instances is sorely lacking, would address not only the obvious question of solidarity and social justice, but also the need to maintain aggregate demand. During 2010, millions of families throughout the world will be profoundly touched by the effects of the economic crisis. In such difficult times, it is critical to maintain and uphold economic and social rights and the principles of social justice. Legal obligations, such as the United Nations Convention Against Transnational Organized Crime and the United Nations Convention Against Corruption, must also be rigorously enforced. In the area of impunity, in civil and political rights, we have seen some important advances. In Argentina, systems of impunity are being dismantled. During 2009, in 11 distinct trials, 34 military officers were convicted of crimes against humanity. This compares with only 6 trials and 20 convictions in 2008. By the end of 2009, 88 cases had been set down for trial. In Chile, 275 military officers guilty of serious crimes against human rights during the dictatorship of General Augusto Pinochet have been convicted. And this is despite the fact that the Chilean legal system has not complied with the demands made by the Inter-American Court of Human Rights in its judgment in the Almonacid case. The situation in Uruguay is less encouraging. Here, the opportunity to end the country's impunity laws was again lost. And despite clear progress in the field of civil liberties, its model of impunity, based on the Spanish model, remains almost entirely intact. In Spain, it is now 2 years since the enactment of the so-called Law of Memory, a law which we and 70 organizations of Franco's victims have all described as an aberrant law. These 2 years have shown that the will of almost all the political parties is to continue to uphold the legality of the regime imposed by General Francisco Franco. The practice of illegal exhumations, that is to say, exhumations carried out without the participation of any judicial authority, continues. The last of these incidents was the shameful attempt to misuse the memory of the poet Federico García Lorca. We should also remember all the citizens of Honduras who have had to cope with a right-wing reactionary coup which took place in that country in June. The coup was implicitly supported by the governments of the United States and Spain with the clear intention of encouraging conflict in Latin American states at the start of celebrations of 200 years of independence. We hope that in 2010, the members of UNASUR, the Union of South American Nations, headed by Brazil, and of ALBA, Bolivarian Alliance for the Peoples of Our America, will find a solution which allows for the restoration of normal democracy. In Colombia, through legal proceedings and with indisputable legal evidence, we have discovered how a government is able to use the latest technologies to implement a system of political and social control. Evidence shows that at least between 2003 and 2008, the DAS, the Administrative Department of Security, which reports hierarchically directly to the President of the Republic through the G3, using the standard designation for the counterintelligence departments or sections, DAS implemented a plan to persecute human rights organizations, investigative journalists, and high court judges. We hope that the two legal proceedings currently taking place are able to prove the individual criminal responsibility of all those who took part in activities that can only be described as those of a criminal organization. This case serves to assist our understanding of how models of socio-political control can be implemented and how they can be set up in any country, including those with stable democratic systems. As far as we know, this is the first time that it has been possible to establish how a system of counterintelligence operates to influence, destroy, persecute, and neutralize social movements and institutions. As an organization specializing in the application of international criminal law, we at NISCOR intend to make every effort to ensure that those responsible for these acts are brought before a criminal court and that their responsibilities are established according to international humanitarian law and international criminal law, which are both of mandatory application by the Colombian legal system. As one year ends and as a new year begins, we must recall all those who have confronted oppression or who have been victims of extermination policies and socio-political control models. We will always remember. We will never forget. In memory of them all, we must continue to strive for peace with justice and human rights in order to abolish forever the tyranny of impunity and so remove this terrible blight on civil liberties. This is Equipo NISCOR's message for 2010. For further information on human rights and international human rights law, you can visit Equipo NISCOR's website. This program was produced by Radio NISCOR at our studios in Belgium on the 9th of January 2010.